This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I am at the Visionary Annual Conference 2025 here with Seema Flower, the founder of Blind Ambition, and they have just launched a new recruitment hub. So Seema, can you tell us how you found the conference so far? What have been the highlights of the day?
The conference has been really, really brilliant. The panel discussion this morning was really excellent, you know, talking about sort of lived experience around visual impairment. And I think it was, you know, brought out the point about, you know, being that person and people then go, oh God, not her again, you know. And because our visual impairment, sometimes we need to make a fuss about things, not because we want to, because we have to. And we have to try and sort of pick the battles that we choose.
Absolutely. And you have launched this new recruitment hub and you support people to be ambitious, follow their career goals, be driven. What have been the steps in developing this hub and why is it so important?
Right, so we obviously have Blind Ambition, which is a disability training consultancy. Alongside that, we also now have Blind Ambition Community, where we support people who are visually impaired in terms of job seeking and just generally holistically. And for me, as a visually impaired careers guidance practitioner, but also having a background in education and training, it was important to focus on the 75% of people who are visually impaired are not working. So my sort of goal was to actually create a website which is specifically for visually impaired people to go and look for jobs. So on that portal, it's going to be people advertising for vacancies, not just visionary members, but also people in the other employment areas as well. So mainstream employers as well.
And what do you think are some of the main barriers for people at the moment that are out of work and want to be working that are visually impaired?
So having looked and having run some focus groups within our community and also looking at the research, the main barriers to employment right now, one of the most important ones, is employer attitude, where they don't really understand what visually impaired people can do. They have their own preconceived ideas about what we're capable of, and they sometimes feel that reasonable adjustments are going to be far too expensive. They feel that employing someone with a disability is going to be a burden, and also they probably feel that, you know, somebody with a vision impairment or disability is going to have a lot of time off sick and, you know, require a lot of attention.
And for people that are looking at jobs, it's a very intense process. It can take up a lot of time and it can be quite disheartening and difficult and challenging. Do you have any tips for helping people manage the job search process?
So what we wanted to do, as you know, job seeking is very, very intensive and complicated, where you're having to navigate various websites. We want to bring everything under one umbrella, which is the recruitment hub. And basically, you know, people who are job seekers or visually impaired can upload their CVs and a covering letter and then have one sort of system to follow, rather than having to negotiate lots and lots of different individual employer application processes. People looking for jobs, I think you should pace yourself, maybe set yourself a goal, because each individual application can take a long time. So maybe limit it to maybe one a day, depending on what your sort of energy levels are, because, you know, it can be quite stressful and quite raise your anxiety levels as well. Also the fear of the unknown, not knowing whether you're going to be successful in that application as well. So people can actually load up their profiles, an individual profile, on our website, and they can do that by going to recruitment@blindambition.co.uk. And if they want some support, they can also send an email to contact@blindambition.co.uk. We also have a very active WhatsApp community group where there's like-minded people who are looking for jobs. We have an employment subsection in that, and those, they can join that and also get support through that way as well.
And what are some of the other projects or areas you're focusing on that you're really excited to share with the community?
Right, so really excited to share the fact, you know, our WhatsApp community is growing very, very fast. It's a safe space where people can come discuss various aspects of their life. It's holistic. It's not just about employment. It could be around technology, education. There's social stuff on there. We have a lounge area where you can just come and chill out and speak to people. There's peer group support. We also have once a month, we have a tech webinar that we run. We also run a Once a month we run a quiz. We also have a book club that runs once a month, and we are also going to be doing an information session around domestic violence for men and women on the 2nd of October.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Seema Flower from Blind Ambition, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.